So Sarah Jane, what changes have you seen in Laura since the objective support came into place?
She always kind of had stuff on, but a lot of her support would be in the house, and it would be chores or cooking, stuff like that. A lot of the support Laura got. So when everything changed, it was kind of like, oh, is Laura going to be all right? Because she's only getting this certain amount of support within her house. But I think she's done brilliantly. I think she's took a lot on herself now when she doesn't have support. So when you go in, Laura's tackled a lot of the stuff that needed to be done, whereas before, because she knew she was getting support in the house, maybe she would wait until a support worker was there, whereas now I think she does a lot, manages to squeeze it in with her busy schedule that she has. Laura's always, I've known Laura, she's always been very outgoing and chatty, and but there's a lot of new people came to Fairdale for the personalisations took place, so you've got friends now like Anish, people like that for the games day that probably you wouldn't have met, but now because they're doing these different kind of projects, there's different people coming in, so there's a kind of social network out with Fairdale as well. The Glen Cairn's the same, there's lots of people that come that are not supported with Fairdale.
That's really interesting. So what you're saying is that Laura has, she's become much more independent and she's doing a lot more for herself, because when the support's not there, because it wasn't actually required, because Laura was able to do it herself, she's now taking a lot more on herself.
It was kind of panic at the beginning. It was, wasn't it, Laura, when you knew you weren't getting support in the house, it took a wee bit of time to adapt to that. And as I say, she still does get like four days in the house.
3 days.
But obviously the hours aren't as long as would have been there. Still, before Laura's support, we did go out and do stuff together, like for lunch or whatever it was Laura wanted to do a bit of shopping in town or whatever. So it wasn't all concentrated in the house. But I just feel she's excelled with that side of things without having the support worker there.
It's wonderful, isn't it? And what? How would you say it's affected other people within Fairdale then in general, the self-directed support? Has it been
positive? I would say mostly positive. I think there was probably a few people that maybe had cuts and it's not kind of working out. You feel sometimes they do need the hours they had before just for general support. So I think in some situations it's maybe not the best thing, but overall, probably with a lot of people that I support myself, it's a good thing. There's a lady I support, and she would never have done Keep Fit. She would never have went to the games day, kind of found it hard. In social circles, went kind of shy, and now she loves it. She's doing her Keep Fit as a bit. And I think there's a few people like that wouldn't have dreamt of going to Keep Fit, or even some of the guys, like going to the bowling and the football. And I think it's good for the staff as well, because they're people working here that I would never have met, because you're all in your own kind of pods. So overall, I think better getting to know everybody, because you go to the games day and there's people from everywhere. You know, so there's faces to names a lot of the time. You just kind of hear even individuals that are getting support. You would maybe know a name, but you wouldn't know who they are. So I think it's good that way. You kind of, everybody's getting to know each other, and everybody really seems to enjoy the things that I have. The music groups are a brilliant success. They all love it. Everybody that goes, didn't you, Laura? They really, really enjoy the music group. And the games day, I usually do my sleepover on a Thursday, and the people I support go to the games day, and that's brilliant. The atmosphere in there's magic as well, isn't it? You get a laugh. Overall, it's been a success for people. And the same with Laura, I think the confidence has kind of been built up, because maybe there is people that didn't realise that they could do without all these home support hours, and that they were fine actually travelling down to these places themselves. Although they're getting support when they're there, there's always a member of staff there.
They're showing that their capabilities are greater.
And I think at the beginning they probably thought, panicked. And basically if they didn't do these things themselves, they wouldn't be out there doing stuff. But I think it's a bit scary for people at first, but everybody seems to have coped really well with it.
So what issues, if any, do you feel that Laura or people in general within Fairdale self-directed support?
As I was saying there, just issues at the beginning, probably panic when Laura realised that she wasn't having people, because we had support every day, Laura, apart from Tuesday, didn't you?
Okay.
When you were at your work, so Laura had somebody there every day. As I say, although when she goes to the arts, and there's a member of staff there, but it's probably not the same if there's anything kind of personal issues maybe, but Laura knows anyway, pick the phone up, and there's somebody there anyway. But I think for a lot of people, because a lot of people's hours were cut, so panic probably was the first kind of reaction, and probably rage, anger, you know, a lot of emotions in the beginning. And we did, as support workers, we didn't have the answers because it was all new to us as well. But I think everything is settling in and everybody's quite happy now with the way things are going. But I think without the social and leisure programme, then I don't know.
That seems to have been the key, doesn't it, to how it's all come together for Fair Deal?
I think so.
Fantastic development within the organisation. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that the timescales were okay in terms of the transitions? Because I know you had to do different support plans. And
I think it was quite, it was probably quite hard to get everybody's in and make sure it was right for that person. You don't just want to throw something together and hand it in. So everybody worked really hard trying to get everything done. And same with the social and leisure, they were trying to get things in place and places to hold, like the David Cargo's where the games day is. So it's trying to get all these places, you get the ideas, but it's finding somewhere that's suitable for everybody to go to. So as I say, it's fine now. In terms of support plans for people and coming up with support plans to be reviewed and stuff like that, it was, you just got to do it and make sure it's right, basically. I wouldn't say it's been plain sailing for everybody to adapt to things. And I think there's probably still people in there that haven't adapted. But overall, Laura and the people that are at the social and leisure, and everything's finalised and they know what they're doing, I think, it's great.
So self-directed support then something you'd recommend to others, and if so, why?
I would recommend it, but again, if there was something in place like the social and leisure, because I don't know how it would work. Obviously, we've always had that for the beginning, that's been in place for Fair Deal. I don't know how it would work for somebody that didn't have something like that to go to, and how the money would be managed, basically. I don't know stuff like that. But for me, if I was to go to somebody and say self-directed support and here's this kind of things that you could be doing, I would definitely recommend it to people, because I think people tried things that they would never have done, didn't think they would enjoy. The Tuesday night bowling, I mean, that's basic, that's no staff, that's just the guys all get together, and you know, there's maybe one or two members of staff and volunteers, but they make their own way there, and they all make their own way back. It's encouraging people out with Fair Deal. You just can do this, you just don't need, do you know what I mean, you don't always need support or whatever, and I think it has gave confidence, so I would definitely recommend it. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah Jane, for your time today.
Thank you.